I am Nick Gillespie with Reason TV. We want to welcome the Barack Obama administration in Washington, D.C. We didn't agree much with Obama on the campaign trail, but we are all looking forward to a hell of a lot of change here in D.C., and some of us even have a little bit of hope left in us. We've asked some of the Reason staff to talk about their big fears and hopes for an Obama presidency.
My biggest hope for the Obama administration is it will see both a reduction in executive power, which is what Obama has promised, as well as a move in the right direction on the drug war, which means at least a small amount of decriminalization.
My biggest hope with an Obama administration is that he sets the right tone for America. Given the importance of investor confidence and consumer confidence in the recovery of our economy, my hope is that he focuses on efficient government.
My biggest hope for the Obama administration is a return to cynicism. I expect that the American people, after this early period of enthusiasm about the Obama administration, will go back to eating Twinkies and watching TV and generally being cynical and apathetic about politics.
And my biggest hope for an Obama administration is that he's going to reconnect with this more humble foreign policy that we saw earlier in the campaign, where the U.S. does not solve each and every one of the world's problems with military force.
My biggest hope for the incoming Obama administration is that there will be an easing up of the drug war, which has been a tragic failure of American policy for so many years. And I am encouraged by the ending of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, or the promised ending of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
My biggest hope is that the Obama administration will maintain women's right to abortion as being safe and legal in the United States, that scientific information will be fed into the policy process in an accurate and fair way, and that the gay rights agenda will be expanded.
My big hope for the Obama presidency is that he'll really close out over 400 years of incredibly odious racial discourse in America that shifted the focus of our attention from individual efforts and individual talents to group and collective identities. That's always a bad idea, and we've had far more than enough than we ever need to have again.
My biggest fear is that the selection of Eric Holder as Attorney General signifies a disrespect for the Second Amendment. Holder, after all, has favored expansive and restrictive gun control throughout his entire career.
My biggest fear is that in the process, he will overregulate, reaching too far, trying to take what may have worked at the local level but doesn't necessarily translate to the national level, becoming too enamored with his own legend, thinking that anything is possible, and focusing too much on short-term gains and not the long-term consequences of those actions.
My biggest fear for the Obama administration, ironically enough, is the expansion of executive power. People love Obama right now, and I fear that they'll be willing to give Obama all kinds of powers they never would have given to George Bush.
My biggest fear of an Obama administration is that his retrograde economic policies are going to take us back to the dark old days of the stagflationary 1970s.
My biggest fear is a massive, massive expansion of government spending and government intervention in the economy in a sort of grand New Deal type way.
Biggest fear is that the Obama administration will nationalize health care, making sure that we get equally bad health care for everybody forever, and that will stop medical innovation completely in its tracks.
My big fear of the Obama administration is that he is going to pick up exactly where George W. Bush left off and massively expand the size and scope of the government when we're talking about spending, when we're talking about foreign policy and adventurism overseas, or we're talking about regulation on businesses as well as everyday life.